head of steam towards the end there, and you'd be disappointed not to win?
I didn't think it was towards the end. I thought it was a whole second half, to be fair. To see a full time team playing for a 1-0 against you was credit to us anyway. And then they were still time wasting at one each, which I found pretty bizarre, to be honest. So, delighted. I'm delighted with, I mean, the second half's just a going over. And it's a Stonewall penalty. With the decisions that have went against us in the last few weeks, how that's not a penalty, I don't know. And the players deserved a penalty because they deserved to win that game. I think throughout the game they had two efforts at goal or something like that. And I think it's great testament to us that, you know, we were oiled in the second half. And that's good. And I think we've came a long way. You know, I know a lot of people at Dunfermline keep talking about the first game we were down to eight men and stuff like that. That's well past us now. And I think generally we were just better than them. And I think that's where we've got to.
Soon after he equalised, there was an incident whereby Whittle, the Dunfermline fullback, pulled down Rogers. Was he fortunate to escape with a yellow, do you think?
It's a red card, isn't it? He's the last man. But listen, I'm not bemoaning that. It was a way out, wasn't he? Was he going to get, you know, it was an iffy one. The penalty was a penalty. I mean, we keep getting told the handball, whether it's deliberate or not, is a handball. So, I mean, the boy punched it. And then if you... So, listen, that's it. But I'm proud of the players. I'm proud of our team. I said to them at half time, too apprehensive the first half. The first half was a bit of a non-event. I think both teams were apprehensive in the first half. And then I said to them, just go and go for it. And they went for it and they gave it everything they've got. And they were lucky not to win the game.
In the end, I mean, a point is probably...
Yeah, well, that's
no
a 2 years governor, that's a 2 years beat. But at least we gave it everything we could, you know. And as I said, I think that there has been a progression there for us. And in the past 2 or 3 months, it's been there for all to see, which is good. You know, we're meant to be a team of hammer throwers, that's what I'm told. But, you know, I thought we were just better. Everything today, I thought we were more physical. We passed it better, we get more balls in the box. So, no, I'm proud of them.